Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, super hot today. Hot, humid, heat index pushing 110+, especially in the southern portions of Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Please be careful outside. Check your back seat. Make sure there's nobody in the back seat. Protect your pets. Protect your people. Just please pay attention to the heat. It's literally a matter of life and death today and all this week. Joining us, as he always does on Tuesday morning, we have Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. And welcome back, Sheriff, but I think you brought somebody with you. I know because I'm looking at him.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. If you recall, last week or so, we had torrential downpours and a lot of flooding. And one particular incident, we had one of our deputies that was trying to save some motorists on the side of the road. And I have that deputy. That deputy was the one that got sucked into the storm drain and went under 98.
Uh-huh.
That deputy is with me today. I have Deputy William Hollinsworth with me. He's kind enough to come back from vacation and just want to say hello. Want to come in and say hi to all the people in Pensacola.
Well, Deputy William Hollinsworth, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. Good morning.
You didn't know you were going to get a fan club walk-up, did you?
No.
Candy's a big fan.
Well, thank you guys for what you do.
Yeah, so, I mean, what an amazing story. And I think this is your first interview you're doing, is that right?
Yes, sir.
But you got,
except
like, you got some
me,
TV.
Then morning after.
That's right, yeah, right. But you've got
morning,
but you've
day,
got some TV interviews coming up later today, so this is practice.
Yes, sir.
You're going to do great. You're going to do fantastic.
Thank you.
So, first of all, how long have you been on the force?
I've been on the road for 3 years. I've been with the agency for 7.
Oh, okay. Okay, so 3 years, and so this, I'm thinking of when, so you were on during Sally. Did you work Sally?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this is not your first big rain event.
No, sir.
But you, so you've seen stuff like this, but you've never seen anything quite like this before.
No, sir.
So you tell me. We know what happened in the horrible part. What was the lead-up? How did you encounter this motorist by the Sherwin-Williams on Highway 98?
Well, from about Winn-Dixie to the Arby's on 98 was a real hot spot for flooding. The south side of the highway was basically becoming a big pond, and motorists were just driving right into it. And I was checking the vehicles to make sure we didn't have any trapped motorists, because some of them were submerged. And one particular motorist had stopped, and there were some people outside of the vehicle, and we were trying to get them away from any danger. I had given a ride to another citizen back over to his house after his car had been submerged, and I was basically just trying to help these guys out, doing the same thing.
Now you're in the Tahoe, yes, I assume,
sir.
So you've got a little advantage over a car, but you're still not a high water vehicle.
Right.
I mean, that's personally dangerous for you because 6 inches can make a huge difference at that point, right, with water depth?
Yes, sir. I did have to watch where I was driving as well.
And you had been kind of rescuing people that evening already, and then you came across this car,
yes, sir.
And you got out, and you were helping.
Yes, sir.
Because you told him to get out of the car, because he was in his car, and then what happened?
Well, he was already actually
out. Oh, he was already out.
He was out of the vehicle,
okay.
But the water was between us.
Okay.
And trying to just find the safest way for him to get to me so I could get him out of there and get him, you know, on his way.
And as soon as you got close to him, everything changed.
Yes, sir. I saw him start to wade and then kind of went a little bit deeper than that and then just disappeared under the water.
Like how deep? Like to thigh depth, waist depth? How deep was it at that point?
Completely over both of our heads.
Oh, so... But I mean, like at the point where he got swept away, it looked like he was wading into it.
Yes, sir. We were about 8 feet away from each other when he was wading, and then it got deep enough where he was attempting to swim, and then that's whenever he was pulled under.
So really, deep water, and you didn't realize, or he didn't realize there was rushing current under there too, which is what caught you, right?
Neither of us realized the danger that was going on underneath there. The rain was so heavy. Maybe if it had been, you know, clearer, we could have seen that there was some indication that something was going on underneath where the drain was, but with the rain on the surface of the water, it was impossible to see.
So it's dark, it's night, it's deep, you're watching him, and then all of a sudden he's gone, and you go after him.
Yes, sir.
And find yourself
in the same situation.
So what, I mean, what was going through your head at that moment?
Fear.
Yeah.
Fear like I've never felt. but just tried to remain calm and hold on to what little oxygen I had left in my lungs.
Well, yeah, because like if you know you're going under, you take a big breath. I assume you didn't even have a chance to do that.
I did not.
So you're under the water on the one side, and you get drawn into this pipe all the way across the road to the other side.
Yes, sir.
Without a chance to breathe, did you ever even, in the middle of that, was there any chance to grab oxygen, or was it just hope we come out of this alive?
The pipe was completely filled with water.
Ugh. And you get up on the other side and amazed. You find in the video, you're looking for him. Like, your first thought is, I'm looking for this guy.
That's why I went in.
And you found him?
Was to find him.
it's unbelievable. And so he, I assume, is, and you know from the, he's very grateful. You're very grateful.
We're both very grateful.
Just lucky to be alive.
Yes, sir.
And so what happened after that? Like, what happened, I don't know, the day after that? Because you're supposed to go on vacation. Like, easy day, right? I'm last shift before I go on vacation, we're going to have a 20-inch rain event.
Yes, sir. Regardless of what happened, there was still a lot of packing to do and a lot of things to get done before you hit the road.
His family had some chores for him. Yeah, I don't want to hear about your story anymore.
Yeah, it's great. You're on the news. All right, we got to pack. Got to go in the morning.
South Florida.
Oh, my God. So had you ever had, you know, you said 3 years on the road.
Yes, sir.
Had you ever had an incident that, I don't know, I mean, put you in that kind of jeopardy, that gave you any preparation, that in any way gave you a hint of that same level of risk? Or was that really kind of the first incident like that for you?
That was the first incident for me. We've responded to swimmers in trouble, things of that nature, but nothing like this.
Wow. And I'm looking at you. You're wearing your gear today, okay? So you've got your camera. Same camera?
Yes, sir. Still works.
The radio, same radio?
Yes, sir.
Anything that didn't survive the encounter?
The taser bit the dust.
So the taser had to be replaced.
Yes, sir.
But everything else. And then, I mean, I don't know. I assume your gear wasn't ruined in any way. You just had to, what, dry it out?
I just let it dry out.
Wow. It's amazing. We'll be back to Deputy Hollinsworth here in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It looks like everything's running smoothly right now, not showing any delays. Highway 98 a little slow near Country Club Road. They're doing some construction. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them at News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to Sheriff Chip Simmons and also Deputy William Hollinsworth, who, as you know, survived this horrible incident where we really could have been telling a very different story. I assume this is a still, like, you can't believe it. At this, even now, about a week and a half later, it's still hard to believe.
In the moment, the first thing I felt was disbelief, and I'm still sort of feeling that now.
Yeah, I believe it. You said, now, I don't know, are you married? You have family?
Yes, sir, I'm married with 3 children.
How did they respond?
Well, of course, my wife was relieved and scared to death after I told her what had happened. But I'm just very grateful that I have time with them now.
Yeah. And I'm going to take a guess here. You tell me if I'm off target, but you strike me as maybe a man of faith. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
How has that played into this, if at all?
First and foremost, just thanksgiving to God for sparing me and seeing me through a very terrible incident. But both David and I are men of faith. And
that was the man you rescued, David?
Yes.
Okay.
And just grateful to God.
Amazing.
You know, Andrew, a lot of times the men and women in law enforcement, like nameless, faceless people, they're just a uniform or just a cruiser car. And that's why I thought it was so important to bring William in. I mean, these are again, men and women that have families. You know, William went home that day, had to recount it to his wife, countless times probably, and then they had to get ready to go on vacation because he's got a family. This expected him to be a family man. The community expects the men and women in law enforcement to do the job, to answer the call, and yes sir, no sir, and just the facts, and do the job. But these are people. We employ people in our community. These are men, these are women that have families, and I think it's important to note that that William was out there just doing his job. He didn't know that he was going to get sucked under. He didn't know that the job that he was sworn to do could potentially take his life. And again, when I read it, when it first came across, it's kind of odd that I got the recap of the night. We saved a couple people, high water vehicles, and then a little note in the bottom. Oh, by the way, we had a deputy sucked into a storm drain. And I was, oh, wait a minute. So I reread it. And it wasn't until I saw the body camera footage that I understood how dangerous it could have been. And I found myself even watching it, holding my breath as well. You're watching movies and you think you're trying to hold your breath. And then I can't tell you how many times we in the office have kind of figured out how long can you hold your breath. Is it 35 seconds without taking a breath, as William just said?
Now I know cops, okay? Cops are they're great allies, and then as soon as there's an opportunity to bring some humor, they will. It's been a week and a half. Are deputies having fun with this yet, or is it still too raw?
It was immediate.
There's no doubt.
Oh, no.
I wasn't even dried out yet.
I know in the military this would be the basis of your call sign, and I know deputy, I know law enforcement would be like, oh, that's really cool, deputy sewer drain. I mean, like that.
The body camera turned off, so I'm glad we didn't get the, hey, flipper,
Hey, when flipper, that's good. Any personal favorites for you, deputy?
Scuba Steve was pretty popular.
Oh, man, I know it. And, but because you were okay and he was okay, it's time to have fun.
Humor heals.
Thank God. Oh, man, that's fantastic. Well, Sheriff, you and I talk about stuff all the time, and I say, thank your people, right? And mm-hmm. we appreciate what you do. Deputy Hollingsworth, you did something that put your life at risk that is the kind of thing that we expect you to do. And we're still in awe that you do it, So that just, for me, from the community, thank you. Thank you for living, honestly. Thank you for doing what you did. And thanks for being with us today, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for your support.
And I know you're a little nervous to be on the air, but you did great.
Thank you.
Seriously, thank you. Which was scarier? This lasted longer.
I'm sure you'd rather be out in the street probably answering calls.
That's right. Sheriff, you and I were going to talk just a little bit. I don't know that we've the donut strike just ended. That turned out well, right? The Man of Donut strike. In fact, that's supposed to be going on now, right?
Yeah, I think the closeout is today at Jay's Bakery this morning, at Jay's Bakery. Chief Deputy Leiter, and I think Chief Deputy Hobbs will be there to finish it out.
Very
while
good.
I'm here, walking his deputy around.
And you're parading the hero. Also today there's a joint exercise I think you guys are doing with Fire Rescue, Life Flight, and NAS Pensacola. Their security forces are doing that today. Is that right? Oh, okay. I thought I read a release about that, so just wanted to just to make sure people are aware that if they see something heightened activity, don't be alarmed today. There is an exercise on the base that you'll be seeing. So
yeah, we normally just tell people that there is an exercise, like you just said, but not really details about it because we don't want to usually tell people exactly how we train or what we train for.
And you guys also unveiled a new vehicle. You got a drug seizure vehicle. It's one of these high-end supercars that you got from the drug dealers that you rebranded as the new Sheriff's Corvette. Is that right?
Sheriff's Corvette was last year's car. And we still have that. We haven't auctioned it off yet. I may rewrap that one more time. But in the meantime, the Sheriff Foundation, they understand law enforcement is cars and vehicles and equipment, like firefighters or fire trucks and such. And they understand the value of having a car. So they donated as a gift to the Sheriff's Office a 57 Chevy Bel Air with the Sheriff's Office insignia with a blue light on it. And so we're going to be using that to help with our engagement opportunities. And so, the Sheriff Foundation does a great job supporting the men and women at the Sheriff's Office with whether it's sudden hardship, whether it is events, just to say thank you to the work that much like you did.
I've seen it. It's
so
pretty
thank
cool.
Thank you so much for the work. And that now we have this beautiful 57 Chevy pickup truck. Chevy Bel Air looks just like the cars would have looked like in 57.
Oh, man, that's really cool.
We did some research, actually, and there's a bunch of different versions of these cars. I guess in the 50s, the Sheriff's Office didn't have a lot of money for different cars, and so they got what they got. Some are two-doors, some are four-doors, some are road patrol cars, and some are what are called road patrol cars, and some are actually cars that they put into the calls for service. And we love the car. It's quickly becoming one of our favorites in the fleet.
That's great. Well, Deputy Hollingsworth, again, thank you. A real quick question is, after this, I mean, was there any question for you whether you were coming back to be a sheriff's deputy?
Not at all. No
back
question.
On the job immediately. And we always like to end with a safety tip. I think you probably are the best one to deliver this message. You have a safety tip for our citizens out there?
Yes, sir, I do. I know from personal experience, do not drive into standing water.
Absolutely.
And stay clear of storm drains.
And stay clear of storm drains. That's right. Well, Deputy William Hollingsworth, Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks to both of you, and thanks for all what you do, keeping us safe. I appreciate it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Bet. Y'all take care.